Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. For 27 years, the Nora Store has flung wide its doors, welcoming families and strangers inside for Christmas carols and sing-alongs. We're broadcasting live today from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls, but SDPB Steve Zwemke is in Vermilion right now with a special guest in the studio there. Steve?
Lori, thanks a lot. This is the time of the year that we usually begin to think about Christmas carols, sing-alongs, with Thanksgiving and then Black Friday. And Lori, I know you're probably looking forward to going through the stores and hearing some of the music as we get into the Christmas season.
In my family, we're not allowed to listen to Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. So I am looking forward to it. And sometimes I sneak a little CD into the car.
Well, you're right. We do have Mike Patterson from the Nora Store with us here in our Vermilion studio. Mike, first of all, welcome to Dakota Midday. It's great to have you with us today.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
As Lori said, 27 years of Christmas sing-alongs. How did this tradition begin?
Well, I moved into the Nora Store in the spring of 1972. And I had where the store had all the merchandise. It was a big room. And years later, I started to collect pipe organ parts and pieces to kind of put something together. I happened to be in the right place at the right time in the summer of 1989, and I received a phone call from a friend of mine who was a professional organ builder, and said, there's an organ down in your neighborhood you might be interested in for parts. So I said, interesting. Yeah. I said, well, where is it? He says, well, I'm not going to tell you yet. He says, I want to look at it first. And I said, well, that's like telling people, well, the fish are biting, but you can't go to the lake. But anyhow, a few weeks went by, and we talked about a couple of different things. Actually, I'm a painter. We were talking about painting his house. And I said, did you ever go look at that instrument? No, he said, I didn't. He said, this is a quote. He said, well, I'll put it this way. He says, I got enough junk the way it is, which I have a problem with. I have a lot of junk. But anyhow, I called a gentleman up and inquired of the instrument. I said, I understand you have a pipe organ you'd like to dispose of. And he asked me, I heard about it. And one thing led to another. And I said, well, how much would you want for it? Well, how soon could you get it? And I went back and forth a few times. And we agreed on the fact that he said, well, if you can get it out of here in 2 weeks, I'll give it to you. So he told me where the instrument was stored, and we went, a couple, my buddy and my cousin, we borrowed their dad's farm trucks. We come down and loaded it up, brought it back to Nora, and laid all the parts and pieces out in the room, and we thought, now what do we do? So I called my organ builder buddy again, John Nordley, and I said, would you mind if a couple of your guys come down and look at what I hauled home? Oh, I don't care what they do in their spare time, John says. And they came down and looked at it, Steve, and they said, whoa. I could see in their eyes that they knew what I had, and I didn't have a clue. And I says, could we put this together? I think we could. So in the fall of 89, we began to assemble the instrument, and one day they came late in the evening. We were talking, and I said, you know, guys, let's hurry up and get this thing done. He said, well, what's the rush? We got all winter. No, I said, we don't. I said, I'd like to put an ad in the paper and see if anybody would want to come to Nora and sing Christmas carols. You know what? The rest is history.
Yeah, and the pipe organ has become the centerpiece of the Nora Store and continues to this day. Before we go any further, where is Nora?
Well, Nora is about 15 miles southeast of Beersford. If you're familiar with Spink, South Dakota, I'm 2 miles east and 6 miles north of Spink, and actually about 5 miles east of the Union Grove State Park, so that kind of gives you an idea of where Nora's at.
Now, tell us what a typical evening at the Nora Store looks like and sounds like.
Well, I guess I have to first say there's not necessarily a typical evening because, first of all, I never know who's going to walk through the door.
Right, right.
And you don't know what they're bringing. Hopefully they bring Christmas cookies. That's something that's kind of taken off. I had a neighbor lady for years made most of the Christmas goodies, and she passed on. Her name was Marilyn Somerville. She was just a wonderful person and a big help and support for the Nora cause as far as Christmas. And now people bring Christmas cookies, so that's always nice. And then people come through the door and scramble for seats because it gets crowded in a hurry. And we start right on time at 6:30. I share a little history of the organ and play for them the first song I ever played on the organ. And away we go.
Yeah. Let's take just a second here. Chris is in our studio on the board right now. We have kind of a sample of what some of the music sounds like here at the Nora Store. Let's go ahead and play that.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. I mean, that sounds like a huge church on a Christmas Eve, but it's the little Nora store. Now, how many people can you pack into the Nora store?
Well, quite a few. I know one night I had someone that was doing a head count, and I know we were way overcrowded, but there was like 65, 70 people, front door, back door. Yeah, it's a pretty cozy little place when it gets going.
And you touched on people can just drop in if they have a musical instrument, if they have a talent for singing or whatever their musical talent is, and share that with the people on any given night.
I have been blessed. I've had a friend from up at Canton, South Dakota, Elta Goodman. She's retired from the symphony, and she comes and plays her violin on the weekends. And the one evening I had five violinists show up. And yeah, anybody that's got a talent is welcome to come and to share it. And it's open keyboard. Anyone that would like to join in on playing the piano or the pipe organ. And my joy is half the time I don't have to play. I just listen.
One of the things we want to touch on, too, is keeping the Nora store in good condition. Restoration is a big thing. It's on the National Register of Historic Places, so that in itself makes the Nora store important.
It does indeed, Steve. And the thing that I emphasize at Christmas at Nora is that I do have donation boxes out. I've never charged. I always trust that my needs will be met, and they have been. But part of that is to raise funds to help keep the building up. There are not many of these old country store buildings left in the in the area, and at one time there were quite a few.
And they're places for community. They're places for people to gather. That's evolved, though, over the years. I guess we can kind of tie two things in, just these type of stores in general, but the Nora store in itself. How has that evolved and changed over the last 27 years?
Well, first of all, let me say at Nora, back in the day, early 1900s, there was a creamery across the road. So Nora was a hub of activity then, because Fridays and Mondays were cream day. The farmers would bring their cream over to the creamery, and then they come around over to the store and do their trading. Nora, interesting enough, many times I see people stop out in front and take pictures of the store. One good quote I heard several years back, a lady says to me, she says, "This is a living Norman Rockwell."
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep it alive.
Now, people come from all over. I mean, you told me before we went on the air that we've even had people from outside the United States come to the Nora store for a Christmas sing-along. Where do these people come from?
Well, several years back, I had a tour bus from Norway, a whole bus load of Norwegians.
Wow.
And I asked them, everybody wonders, how did it get to be called Nora? Well, no one really knows. But I asked the Norwegians that day of something about, do you know how it got to be called Nora? And they corrected me that I wasn't pronouncing it right. It's Nura. So you got to roll your R's. And yes, over the years, I've had several tour buses from Norway, and different groups come through. And
yeah. We should talk a little bit about your schedule, and people can find that online at norachristmas.com. But for the general public, the first date is this Friday?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And now that goes through December 11th?
For the next three weekends, beginning this Friday evening.
You also have days set aside where private groups can come into the Nora store as a group from maybe an office or their church or whatever. How do they get a hold of you to schedule something
that? They can call me on the site. I've got my cell number on my website there. And yes, I've already got over 20 groups scheduled. And the reason I started the small group thing was that I hoped it would kind of cut down on the crowding on the weekends. And it's worked out to be really a fun thing to do.
When you're sitting there at the pipe organ, what do you have favorite songs? Do you have a favorite song in particular? What do you like to play the most?
Well, the one song I do find myself playing quite often is a simple little song called Jesus Loves Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize how he does, and how that by my wanting to share that love and that blessing with the community, God's allowed me to keep those doors at the store open. And I think that's what it's about. People come there feeling a sense of community, feeling accepted for who they are and what they're about. And there's a lot of love to share there.
It's a song that many of us learn as a child, but at Christmas time, it's just as special as a Christmas carol,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, because when I open the program, I tell people, this is the first song that I ever played on this pipe organ. And Christmas songs, Joy to the World. I throw a little bit of introduction on there, and I pull out all the stops, and I cannot express in words what I feel when I hit those keys and all those people are with me in spirit. It's awesome.
It sounds so
totally
good.
Totally awesome.
It sounds so good. Mike, 27 years, I know there's a lot of tradition and history there, but is there a story that maybe stands out here as we have about a minute left in our...
There's a cute story. Several years back, I had some neighbors in the house next door to me at Nora, and they had goats. And I had the Centerville Garden Club ladies over there for a little program, and I was in the back kitchen with the door closed, and I heard the ladies talking and says, "Oh, she looks like she's going to have a little one." I thought, "What?" I went out there, and there was one of the goats in the store. Little fat white goat. She followed the ladies right in. So I scurried out there, and I got the goats back outside because the little black goat was following right in behind them. And so then the weekend come, and the place is packed out with people, and all of a sudden the doors open, and in walk those two goats again. They walk through the store around the old wood-burning stove. Well, one guy grabbed a hold of the billy by the horns, and we escorted him out, and I didn't miss a beat playing the pipe organ, and all I said was to the people, I said, "Oh, pay no mind to that." I said, "That's a part of our new live nativity scene."
Mike, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Mike Nora with the Nora Store, norachristmas.com, for all the information on this season. And we're coming to you from our Vermilion studio. I'm Steve Zwemke, and Lori Walsh, back to you.
Thanks, Steve. I enjoyed every second of that conversation. Thanks to Mike Pedersen as well. That is your Dakota Midday for today. We hope that it served you. I'd like to thank our guests, Dana Ferguson, Paul Roberts, and Mike Pedersen. Gratitude also to SDPB's Keely Bultina, Steve Zwemke, and Chris Lawfrey.